Alison Coulter is a lay member of the Archbishop's Council, and I asked her to respond to Bishop Connolly's comments.
She said that she trusted that the Archbishop's Council had looked very seriously at this. And I just want to reassure everyone that we spend a long time talking about this and deliberating about this. And it was not a decision that was taken lightly or easily. And we do recognise the huge amount of pain, particularly for victims and survivors. And we are really committed to hearing their voices. I agree that historically the church has been resistant to accountability and criticism, just as Bishop Julie has said, and we need to do better. But Sarah, what I suppose I really want to say to you is that the Archbishop's Council is absolutely committed to ensuring that the Church of England is a safe place for everyone. We're committed to developing fully independent scrutiny of safeguarding and being transparent and accountable. And I want to say again, we are really committed to hearing the voices of victims and survivors.
Okay. Why did you sack the panel? What was going so wrong?
There was a breakdown in our working relationship, which is really, really regrettable. I don't want to blame anyone, but we, the Archbishop's Council, felt we had no choice. There had been a dispute, and the council had been seeking to resolve that in good faith. But the two board members were reluctant to engage in those discussions. So we had had concerns for some time about how this had been working. And so with great regret, we felt this was the only way forward.
Right. Now, the two panel members who you're referring to have previously told The Telegraph that the church had refused to share data with them, had denied them their own computers, that there had been clear interference with their work. And they described working with church officials as an uphill battle. Now, their job is to be independent and scrutinise how the church are handling things. How do you respond to what they said about that?
I don't want to get into the details of who said what and when. We have been doing our best to work constructively. And as I said, there has been a breakdown in our working relationship. And I mean, this is something that happens from time to time. And I do believe that everyone has been well-intentioned, but we haven't found compatibility within this framework.
I ask you, though, and I understand, you know, there will be some nervousness about, you know, making comments about what individuals have said when they're not here to respond. But anything that you replace this with, the questions are going to be asked whether they are a patsy to the church rather than providing the independent scrutiny of this panel.
So I think our priority looking forward from here is that we need to move to the next phase of setting up a fully independent board, and it does need to be fully separate and independent from the church. And I can assure you and the listeners that the Archbishop's Council is fully committed to that.
Do you think the church is resistant to accountability and to criticism and to the level of scrutiny that this panel thought was necessary?
I think that there have been times, and I have also experienced that, but I suppose speaking for myself and my colleagues, we really want to do better and we want to be accountable. And we are being criticised, and I am speaking to you on this programme in response to that. And we know that we need to do better.
Right. So the church is still resistant to accountability.
Well, I think saying that the whole church, I think that's a bit of a broad brush. It's a complex organisation. I think that there are parts of it, and our duty and role as members of the Archbishop's Council is to see where that's happening and to make sure that we shine a light on that so that we can do better.
Well, the Independent Safeguarding Board was set up after ICSA, the Independent Inquiry into Child Sex Abuse, found the church had created a culture where abusers could hide. Are there still places in the church where abusers can hide?
I can only say that we need to keep working to make sure that the Church of England is a safe place for everyone, that it's not a place where abusers can hide. And I give my time and my effort to make sure that is the case, along with my colleagues.
I'm noting that you felt you couldn't say there isn't a place where abusers can hide in the church.
Sarah,
Alison?
I can't, with my hand on my heart, say that there isn't, but I do know that we, as the Archbishop's Council, and I'm speaking as a member of the Archbishop's Council, that we want the church to be a safe place for everyone, and we want to work really hard, and I hope with Bishop Julie as well, to make sure that that is the case.
Alison Coulter of the Archbishop's Council.